This is not the sound of a passenger pigeon. It's a homing pigeon, a common white dove. A volunteer has brought it into the 5th and 6th grade art class at Newbrook School in Newfane. Elizabeth McAllister tells the class that passenger pigeons were much noisier.
Let's say you're out in the playground. All of a sudden, you hear a sound like thunder. The noise gets louder and louder, and suddenly overhead the sky is completely black because it's full of birds. And those birds were passenger pigeons.
McAllister is a writer who lives in Newfane. She says she just likes pigeons. She says passenger pigeons were bigger than a dove.
They had very long tails, and boy, were they fast. They could fly 60 miles an hour.
She says there were so many of them that a single nesting colony could be 25 miles long. But the birds were also good to eat and easy to hunt.
You could take a big net, throw it up in a tree where the birds were, and you'd have 500. People would knock them out with poles. They started to build trains, special trains that would go into the forests and take them into New York City.
Meanwhile, McAllister says the forests where the birds lived were being cleared for farmland. The last passenger pigeon on Earth, a bird named Martha, died alone at a zoo in Ohio on September 1, 1914. McAllister holds up a picture of a bluish-colored bird with a rosy breast. She invites each student to take a large sheet of paper printed in the same colors. On each sheet are step-by-step instructions for folding a passenger pigeon using the ancient Japanese art of origami.
Okay, now what does it say?
It says, fold the bottom up.
Okay, and there's the dotted line, so I think it's this one. No.
McAllister and Suzanne Paw, the art teacher, circle the art room offering help.
So, Paige, you've got it. You're holding it just the way they have it in the picture, and you notice where that dotted line is? You get that cut?
Some of the children have never heard the passenger pigeon story, but everyone seems to know that animals can still become extinct and that many are in danger now.
Lions, tigers,
monkeys, pandas, eagles, there's a lot of animals.
So we gotta help them and hope that they don't get extinct.
Liam Toll worries about polar bears and the melting of the ice they need to survive. Toll says making paper pigeons is a way to get people to remember the birds and think about what could be lost in the future, but it isn't enough.
Well, I think this helps. I think we might overall have to do something bigger.
Pia Burke, who's folding a whole family of passenger pigeons, says people have to change.
People should watch out and not overhunt. Just try to be respectful. People are just building more shopping malls. You don't need shopping malls. Yeah, you need a house, but destroying other creatures' houses, that's just mean.
Remember the passenger pigeon, she says. There were so many of them, but it didn't take that long for them to disappear forever. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.